A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. Amen, I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not the smallest letter or the smallest part of a letter will pass from the law until all things have taken place. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do so will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever obeys and teaches these commandments will be called greatest in the kingdom of heaven." The Gospel of the Lord. Monday through Thursday of this 10th week of Ordinary Time are sandwiched between two major solemnities in our liturgical calendar: Sunday, Corpus Christi, or the Body and Blood of Christ, and Friday, the Sacred Heart of Jesus, 2 days for special recognition and reflection on the core message of the Gospels, the message of love, love embodied in the person of Jesus, love expressed in his total self-gift for our nourishment in Eucharist, and the centrality of love symbolized by the Sacred Heart. We could say that the Sermon on the Mount amplifies the radical teaching of Jesus regarding the two great commandments of love, that of God and of neighbor. The portion that we hear today puts Jesus and the law in a context of continuity. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill the law and the prophets. Matthew knew how important this sense of continuity was to the community of Jewish Christians he addressed. Lest they succumb to fears that acceptance of his interpretation and transformation of the Torah would cause a rupture with their sacred past, he firmly assures them that rather, in following him, they will discover the full meaning of their sacred tradition, not abandon it. Jesus is very strong in proclaiming the consequences of adherence to his new interpretation of the law. I found that the final verse invited me to do some remembering. It reads, "Whoever obeys and teaches these commandments will be called greatest in the kingdom of heaven." Who have been the greatest in my life, I pondered. Who has taught me God's commandments of love? A number of persons surfaced in my memory, but one really stood out, and that person was a Sunday school teacher from my elementary school days, many, many years ago, who, along with our parents, prepared us public school children for First Communion and First Confession, as we called it in those days. Several years ago, I rediscovered, in a box of old treasures, a tiny booklet that Miss McKeown, that Sunday school teacher, had given us in her instructions for First Confession. In her own distinctive handwriting, the opening words read, I quote, "Jesus is looking for you today to give you another proof of his love." That's for First Confession. Another proof of his love. First words not about sin or even sorrow, but about love. God's love for us. Today, that memory is precious to me. The teaching is, I think, extraordinary given our church culture of the time, very, very pre-Vatican II. Yet, the teaching is thoroughly scriptural. It is indeed a teaching of the Sermon on the Mount, a teaching that comes from, clearly, an obedient disciple of Jesus Christ, who really understood his message. We are invited today, I think, between the two great feasts of Corpus Christi and the Sacred Heart to a special reflection on God's love for us. And we're invited also, I'd say, to remember who has taught us about it, about God's commandments of love, and how have we obeyed and taught others?